come from a family of writers. Your mother is an accomplished short story writer. So is your sister. Your late father, who was a Stanford law professor, was also a writer. And of course, you're married to a writer. And I'm wondering, what are the pros and cons of being surrounded by so many writers? Does it create an atmosphere of cooperation or competition? What does it mean in
real
terms?
I do not compete with any of the people you just mentioned, thank God. We're all doing different things, and we're all wishing each other all the best. My sister has a novel coming out in April called The Children's Crusade. My wife has a book coming out early next year about Iran, and these are nothing but good news for me. What's hard is just seeing people I love going through the agony of writing a book. Orwell described it as like a bout of a long, exhausting illness. It just is something you contract and can't get rid of, and it takes forever to work its way through your system. Obviously, there are wonderful things about it, too, and I don't want to complain because I can't imagine doing anything else. But it's hard work. It is recurringly demoralizing. You go through highs and then lows. You think no one cares. No one out there is paying any attention. You're alone a lot of the time. So it's hard on the ego and on the spirit, but I think the trade-off is you get to say something you desperately want to say and say it as well as you can and then hope that it finds people out there in the world, which is a privilege.
You once said that you consider your staff writing job with The New Yorker as a perfect fit for you because it pairs narrative and analysis. So I'm wondering, what do you think is the future of long-form journalism? And how long can we expect to get paper subscriptions to The New Yorker?
Yeah. Well, I think The New Yorker, if at some point there is no more paper anywhere on earth, The New Yorker will probably be one of the very last examples of that ancient era where people read on paper. Because I still see people here in New York on the subways and elsewhere just reading The New Yorker all the time on paper. It seems to be the right technology for it. The pages are nice to look at. They feel good in your hand. It's not that big. But, of course, we're part of the digital age, too, and we're trying to cope with it. And I think we're doing okay. We're surviving, which is more than you can say for a lot of places. But I do, as a journalist, I worry a lot about some of the upheavals going on in my trade. I think they will work themselves out over time because people still want it. People want newspapers to tell them what's going on in the world or in their backyard. People want, good storytelling in the form of journalism. There's still a real hunger for that. But whether you can make it pay and pay people to do it is another question. Certain digital enterprises are trying, and some are succeeding better than others. But I have no doubt that there will be a desire for it. Whether that desire is answered by a business form that can make it work is another question. But the problem is not with journalism. It's a business problem.